Yeah, she was great.
So she gets this rash around her period. So I told her maybe she should try a Medrol dose pack for it. So I'm going to give her a prescription to try it. And then the
Yeah, it's such a rash.
The dermatologist told her what we did is get the sensitivity or reaction to estrogen. So,
that's her. And then, you fast for a few days, at the beginning, or at the end of the year, you feel good. She looks really good. Let me look at the back here. And can you
show them grits for the day?
So we have like the county roads that are off of like Tintin there, and then we have all the Colony Ridge
the
Colony Ridge.
The
Colony Ridge. Okay. Yeah. The Colony Ridge is anything, or just the roads?
Right. So the roads, we don't have any more bridges, and we don't have those sections, but we have like the county roads that we maintain, mowing the ditches, cleaning ditches. Well, they all have their own like county roads, and they have like numbers. Some people that have lived there forever know them whatever their road name is, but I don't. I just know them like county road 332 or whatever.
Well, it's a county road. It's not just their road. Residents of something road out in there.
Right. It's just like a, it's not like a farm to market road or like the highway. It's just a county, like it has to be a county road for us to maintain it. So like we don't make anything on like directly on Tintin because it's a farm to market road. So TxDOT does that. Anything in the city's limit, city handles, we don't do that.
I see that a lot. County road. This is just Montgomery County, right? See, how far back do you go?
No, we're with Liberty.
I mean, that's right. You're
Liberty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you're fine.
But you go back out far. Montgomery County is not too far away, right?
No, not too far away. We do have a lot of roads that butt up into the Montgomery County. We have a couple roads that butt up into Harris County. But then that's where our jurisdiction stops. But, yeah, we go all the way down almost the... our Plum Grove stuff, you know, it runs up to the Harris County, so it goes on to the Huffman line.
Also. Sure about the bridge down there has been washed out?
That one that blew out there in Harvey?
Yeah,
so that's in the city limits, so that's their problem.
Plum Grove?
Costs too much. They just don't have the...
So
we've had commissioners and different people that have said that they would work with them, but then the city refuses, so that board is still just sitting there.
That's how I was wondering why it's a good national drive down there. Now it goes right to Lake Houston and Woodhouse area. It's really nice area.
Right.
99 goes right by.
Yes, it does.
The Plum Grove is a straight route from here, and so you have to kind of wind around. And go
to the beach
around. Yeah. It's 787, the road that goes up to Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
That bridge is out two.
Right. So that's the TxDOT.
TxDOT is the people that monitor that or take care of that bridge.
Correct. Yeah, because that 787 is a farm to market road, so it becomes a state problem.
The state.
TxDOT, they're the ones that come and make all that.
But the state, it's like the
state. Right, yeah. It's like safe. People.
Does that involve me there? So you and your husband can get it to yourself? You sit there right
off.
Yeah, just like from what I've seen rumored on Facebook.